This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadendhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop audio review. Trippy Red, A Love Letter to You. So Ken, this was actually his debut project.
I know.
I didn't know that.
I went back on purpose.
Okay.
Yep. Bet. I wanted to start at the beginning.
Okay. Yep. Okay, no problem. I feel you. His next two projects, this one debuted on the Hot Billboard 100. It doesn't say what number, but the next two projects debuted in the top five. So obviously this catapulted him to superstardom. Your first listen to Trippie Redd?
Yes.
Me too. Here's a quick, short, simple, sweet to the point review. I liked it. I really was not anticipating liking this. And I know this is gonna sound a little crazy, but it sounded like a better Drake project.
Angst Drake.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know, it caught me by surprise. I was like, so am I really liking a Trippie Redd project? like I really had to catch myself. But honestly, I liked it. I thought it was a good project.
Yeah. So first listen to Trippie Redd. And I'll just say that I understand why rappers like him do the things that they do. And what I found really, really interesting was track number 11. Can You Rap, you rap like me?
Yep.
And I was like, you motherfucker. And I was like, you can do through traditional form of rapping, but nobody would fuck with that shit the way they fuck with this shit.
But he killed that shit.
He did. Because at first I was like, is he really about to, or is he going to make a mockery of it? I was like, nah, he actually really fucking rapping. So then I had to kind of readjust. Because I ain't going to lie, first listen, I was like, damn, it's loud, but it don't sound bad. And I understood the appeal that he has, because it is so vastly different from what other people are doing. And then Can You Rap Like Me came on, and I'm like, okay, so there is some talent here. So this other stuff is quote unquote an act, a performance. To get on is just, I think it really is just who he is. But maybe the other stuff wasn't working. But I think I might like Trippie Redd, man. I'm trying to talk myself out of it, but I can't.
But you know what's interesting, Ken? That's why, at first I wanted to come out and say the short, sweet, simple, to the point. Because the same exact thing happened to me. I'm listening to this, and I'm like, okay, cool, commercial, singy, this, that, whatever, whatever. But then that shit came out, I said, wait, hold on. Like, I had a, like, because I just pressed play, and I wasn't paying attention to the track list, nothing. I was just trying to consume it. And when that came on, I'm like, wait, hold on. Did it switch to another artist? Mm-hmm. Is this a different project? Like, what the fuck happened?
Yep.
And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? So when the next time I listened to it, I had to listen to it with different ears.
Mm.
Because it just made me realize, like, okay, he's talented enough to do whatever the fuck he really wants to do.
Yep. And like Love Scars and
Love Scars is dope,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. It was like a really good way to start. Like he starts off capturing your attention. And it's not like he's yelling just to be yelling. Like mm-mm. There's a purpose behind it. Like every single bar, the way he frames the bars or the verse, you know, it's like it's a flow. It's this weird singing like flow that's in there. And the thing about it, when I was looking at this, and I don't want to start where he is now. Like I said, I wanted to go back. Mm-hmm. And let's just see, how did he get on? What made him popular? Mm-hmm. And I get it. There are some songs on here that are extremely catchy. He's different enough. And I think he appeals enough to that demographic that was fucking with him back then, back mm-hmm. in the day. And I'm like, okay, so I kind of understand it. And then when you hear Can You Rap Like Me, old heads like me that come on and be like, oh, man, fuck that old Trippie Redd stuff. Like, they already know the motherfucker has displayed rapping ability.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing just went. Like, I'm familiar with Famous Dex. I've listened to his stuff mm-hmm. before. And he's, you know, to be nice, I'm going to say he's all right.
Mm-hmm. He has moments.
Yeah. So when I saw Famous Dex on here, I'm like, yeah, I already know this is about to be some bullshit. Because Trippie Redd always came across as some bullshit to me. But nope, he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't. There's something about him as an artist. He is an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, this motherfucker might be all right as an artist. We'll be back after this quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
You know what, Ken? I think, and I know I'm definitely, I do this. It's like we tend to disrespect from afar. Because we don't like the antics, we don't like what the visual is, and it's like it's not a good representation for hip hop as a whole. However, when you do consume their content, it's like, damn, okay. Mm-hmm. You're an artist. You're different. You view and you live life differently. Because James Brown, like a lot of the people that your parents listened to and that you grew up to as well, can like those guys was doing their version of what these guys are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. Like, there are a lot of online antics that he does, but the kids, like, I'm 45, y'all, so I don't mean that mm-hmm. in a disrespectful way, but, you know, that rebelliousness that appealed to them. And then if you listen to, like, Polls 1469,
mm-hmm.
like the what he was doing on that with the yelling, like right around the 120 something minute mark. Is that the whole song? No, it's not the whole song. Like he gives you so many different layers or different vocal styles throughout the song.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good example of that. It's like rap, like a rap rock star. Like he does, you know. I don't know, man. This was a. Really surprising for me. I thought No Smoke was good because I listened to it again today. And I was like, okay, that's not bad either.
Like I liked Romeo and Juliet. I like how he sung that. Mm-hmm. You know, with the auto-tune and all of that. And another reason why I said like this sounded like a better Drake album.
Yeah.
Like no, to me too. In terms of like the sing-songy stuff, I liked how you did that. Limitless was another one that I really like, Ken. The melodic shit, and like you said, like how you go at the end mm-hmm. of, you know what I'm saying? It's different, quirky, but it really works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, it's almost like if Drake, Cudi, and Wayne had a baby almost.
Yeah. Yep. Stolzen 14 was okay. Like, I think they're, like, I think, I don't know, man. I really, really want to listen to the rest of the stuff. And I'm glad that that we started with the first project.
Yeah.
Since we've been doing this, we kind of started like in the middle or towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to kind of go all the way to the beginning and kind of see the evolution of Trippie Redd. So this, you know, would be interesting. And I think now that I think there's some appeal there, some interest for me there in other stuff. Like, I really want to know, guys, like, what other ones should we listen to? Should we go in succession? Or should we skip to what you guys think of the best project? I don't know, but I'm really intrigued by the rest of this guy's music.
Yeah, yeah,
this was a surprisingly good listen for me.
Yeah, man, me too. Ken, you got some favorites on here?
Can You Rap Like Me? Of course. Mm-hmm. Love Scars 1 and 2. Pose 1469, and No Smoke.
All right. So for me, give me Love Scars 1 and 2. Give me Limitless. Can You Rap Like Me? So look, man. Again, Trippy, we appreciate all of your support. Let us know if you like Trippie Redd, and also what was your introduction to Trippie Redd. And if you would like to continue to support us monetarily, you could do so through Cash App or PayPal. Make sure you hashtag DE365 so that way me and Ken know that you're supporting us on the 2021 journey, one review a day. With that being said, we'll catch you tomorrow with another one, man. We out. Peace.